Lord, we love you, we worship you, and we look to you to anoint this word. We bless your heart for one of the shortest Christmas messages you ever heard. Turn to Luke chapter 2, and then after chapter 2 in Luke, we'll go to chapter 2 in Matthew, and let's just see what the Lord will do here. I'm in hopes that we can bring out something new. There's Christmas messages going out of every church all across the land at this time of the year. We want this to be something a little bit more than just recognizing the time of Jesus' birth. More importantly, is the birth of Him within us. We're thankful that for that which happened in history. But this has to be more than a history to us. You know, in my prayer during the night, the thing that was moving my heart so much is that God has to be more than a religion to us. Jesus Christ has to be more than history. We want that to be the truth for us today. All right, chapter 2 of Luke, there was a decree made that everyone should be taxed, and so everyone was going to their particular city for taxation. Verse 4, Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son. The Greek reads that she brought forth the firstborn son. Has that definite article "the" in there. Something special about this one. Not just the firstborn, but the firstborn son. Wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And you know the rest of the story about the shepherds that were guarding their flocks and the angels that were worshiping and so forth. We'll point out one scripture in John 6:51, where Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Bethlehem, Beth means house. Bethlehem means house of bread. It's significant that he who is the bread of life was born in the house of bread. And this is important, so I want you to get it. And he was born in a manger because there's no room for them in the inn. There's no other place for them to sleep. But in a stable with some animals, and in that manger, the manger is the feeding trough for the animals. The bread of life, born in the house of bread, in a feeding trough. I think that's significant. We're to feed on him. I think it would be extra special that during this time of Christmas, that we're not just recognizing that he was born at this particular time, so many, many years ago, but this becomes a time when we feed on him and partake of his life, because it's important that we not just recognize a historical birth of Jesus, but we recognize a birthing of him that is taking place within us at the present time. And if you're fortunate enough that he has been born in you, then expect that birth to be expanded and to increase. Okay, house of bread, the bread of life, all in a manger. And this is a picture saying that we are to feed upon him. He is our bread. He is our life support. Now, Matthew chapter 2, like I said, I'm going to make this short. So you're going to have to listen quick, or you miss it. Okay, verse 7. They inquired of Herod where the Christ child was to be born, and they were sent to Bethlehem In verse 9, the three wise men departed, and lo, there was a star that they saw in the east that went before them till it came and stood over them where the young child was, being led by a star. How about that? When they saw the day star, and Jesus is the day star. Verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, this to me bespeaks of a tremendous miracle. These three wise men, they were magi. They learned through the stars that there was a king being born. And they looked for him and found him, and when they found him, they worshipped him. They came from another country, and of all the people in the land of Judah, they were the only ones at that particular time that had known by revelation what was happening. But they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold represents divine nature. Prophetically and mystically, this speaks of the fact that they're recognizing him as being divine. Frankincense always speaks and is involved in worship, and they had come to worship him. And myrrh has to do with death, the death of the old and the beginning of something new. Tremendous change was taking place at this time. With the birth of Christ was the dying of the old and the birthing of something new. This was the beginning of something new that God was doing with his people, and would not only involve the children of Israel or the Jews of Judah, but it would involve all of mankind. And so they presented him gifts. During this time, in every home, there's going to be gatherings. There's going to be the sharing of gifts, the opening of gifts. It's a wonderful thing, the family getting together and the giving of gifts and the receiving of gifts. I think it would be good if, in our recognition of his birth some 2,000 years ago, and our recognition of him being birthed within us anew, that there be some gift sharing with him, even as the three wise men had brought these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So what can you give the Lord during this time? Well, how about giving him some aspects of your heart and your life that you've never turned over before? And say, Lord, I have this part of my heart that I've held it for myself. I'm giving it to you today, because you're the king of my life. And then the Lord has some gifts for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there's 9 gifts that are spoken of. The gifts of the Spirit. It's an amazing thing how some of these gifts have been spurned. The Lord God has gifts for us. Let's open our hearts to receive the gifts that he has for us. I think most of us have been aware of his mercy, of his grace, of his love for us, and we receive that. Of course, I think it would be good to receive a little bit more of it than we have. But how about that gift of wisdom of the Spirit? The gift of knowledge, gift of discernment, gift of faith, gift of tongues and interpretation, prophecy. There's 9 gifts in there, gifts that we need, and we should not reject them, we should not neglect them. But let's honor this birthing of the Lord by giving him areas of our life that we have not presented to him, and receiving some of the gifts that he has for us that we have not yet received. Amen.